Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 59.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
All right, everyone, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 59. I am your host, Brendan Lowe, and as always, thank you so much for joining me. In today's episode, I'm going to be going over 12 of my favorite blues reharm progressions. And I absolutely love this topic because a lot of people are interested in the blues and how to play the blues better, make it sound better. Blueses are always fun to play. They can take on many shapes and forms, and you can hear blues and be like, wow, what are they doing on that, and not really know, right? And it's just fun to play a blues. So I'm going to go over those today. As always, again, thank you for joining me. I just want to thank the people who have rated the podcast. I really appreciate it. We're at 40 five-star reviews. Again, my goal is to get to 100, which is pretty ambitious at this point. But you can do that by going to iTunes. If you enjoy the podcast, obviously, I really appreciate it. Get to 100 stars before I create 100 podcasts. So this is 59. I have 41 more weeks left. Well, yeah, that seems doable, actually. I got 41 weeks left. We do a podcast a week, so it's a little under a year left. So thank you for that. excuse me. Obviously, we are affiliated with jazzpianoschool.com, which is a course I built to help people create more of a roadmap and structure and organization for learning jazz piano at home. It's going to be used in some schools very soon, which I'm excited about. And I really just want to spread the knowledge of jazz piano everywhere to give everyone a great opportunity to have that education at their fingertips, because I attended the New School University in New York for jazz piano performance. Not everyone gets to do that. And so I want to try and provide as much high-level jazz education as possible to everyone who wants it, because it's great music. So let me see, what else? It's a rainy day here right now, so but I do have a lot of work today to do, and this was on my to-do list, creating the new podcast for this week. The other work I have, which I'm really excited about, is we are close to finishing up the first Jazz Piano School specialty course. And that is going to be available soon, before the end of the year. I'm not sure when yet, because we still have a couple things left to do. But that is going to be the Jazz Piano School Solo Piano Course. And I gotta say, this thing is phenomenal. And I'm not just saying that, but I've spent a lot of time on it. It took me three to four years to develop the main course, the main Jazz Piano School course, that is available now for people to go and, you know, join our community. And that took me about 3 to 4 years, creating all the videos, creating all the practice exercises, the workbook exercises. Now, this Jazz Piano School course, excuse me, this solo piano course, I tried to go in depth as best as possible. So I literally created a flow chart for situations using every possible different notes on how to harmonize your hands and how to arrange your hands so that you can create great sounding arrangements for all types of tunes, right? Ballads, slow swing, medium swing, fast. And again, when most people start out, you know, they're trying to arrange their hands, but they have no idea how to do that. Like, how do I play this note and make it sound good with the chord, right? Because normally we just play a root position chord or beginners to intermediate and then one note. So how do we spice that? How do we spice that up? And so I go over everything from beginner to intermediate all the way up to advanced on how to arrange, you know, how to play solo piano so that you're actually sounding. You're using the voicings exactly as I'm using them when I play solo piano. I'll just go as far to say that. So I'm super excited about that. I'll keep you guys updated on that. I think I'm going to do a podcast series on playing solo piano, give you guys some teasers on how to do that as well, and I'll keep you informed on that, but that'll be upcoming in the next couple weeks. So back to this. This is going to be 12 of my favorite blues reharms. So starting off, first of all, I'm going to give these progressions away, and you can go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast59. 9 to get this. Again, if you're in the car, you can text the word download 59 to the number 44222. You will also receive these 12 progressions if you're interested, okay? So jazzpianoschool.com/podcast59 or text download 59 to the number 44222. Here we go. So number one, I'm gonna be playing the blues in F. I'm just gonna be showing you the progressions today. I'll probably demonstrate a little bit how to improvise. Number one is going to be, I'm gonna go in sections. So I'm gonna do the first four bars. Man, I got something in my chest today, guys. I'm sorry, hopefully I'm not getting sick. But I'm gonna do the first four bars of the blues. I'm gonna do the second four bars of the blues. And I'm gonna do the third four bars of the blues in sections. And there's four progressions per, you know, four bars that I have. Okay, so here's the first four bars. Now, the first progression I love is going to be the one going to the three, which leads us to the four chord. And a lot of times in the blues, people will just play the one chord for four bars. One, two, three, four, two, two, three, four, three, two. I like to go to the four chord in the second bar. So I like to go one, two, three, four, B flat, two, three, four. I forgot to tell you we're playing an F, right? So, right, so one to four. That's not my favorite progression, but I had to explain that. So my favorite progression is going, number one, is going one. Now to lead into the four, we're going to go to the three flat 13. Now in a lot of these progressions, guys, the extensions you play matter. And this is a really good tip for future things, because depending upon the extensions you use, it's really gonna change the sound and vibe of the color you're trying to get, right? So here's my one chord. Okay, I'm going to the three. There's my three flat 13. And all I'm playing is a root, seven, three, flat 13 on top. Okay, so my first voicing, I'm basically, this is more of a six chord actually for you guys to know. And that's another nice thing to do is have the six chord on the one instead of a seven all the time. There's your seven, right? Or here's my six. It's kind of more of a, just a homey one chord, more of a blues, not so much bluesy, but churchy-ish feeling. My teacher, a lot of you probably know this, was Eric Reed. Grew up in the church, played in the church, and I've listened to him and studied with him in school a lot. And he was obviously heavily influenced by church music, and so a lot of my blues progressions have that feeling, which I think a lot of people want. I love that sound. In a blues is more of that kind of church feeling. So anyway, 1-6, okay, going to the 3. You can add your full altered in there if you want, your sharp 9. I kind of like just the half of the flat 13. It leads very nicely up to the 4, right? So we have 1, 2, 3, 4. That's it. Very, very simple but effective when you're comping. When you're soloing, it's kind of hard to catch all those changes, but you can definitely do that with your left hand voicing. So, right, it's going to be a split second, but it adds a lot to the characteristics. Let me slow it down. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? And especially if you have a bass player walking, right, and he hears you play that change. Okay, so that's the first one. Number two is going to be the opposite of the three chord, and that's going to be the sharp 4, basically the tritone of F going back down into our B flat. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4. Man, I went back to Sesame Street there. I couldn't count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Okay, so we have that B7. Now the extensions here I'm using is just your standard rootless voicing. So 7, 9, 3, 13. I really like that. And again, so if we're soloing, okay, and again, it's hard to catch the changes in there. You don't necessarily need to, I mean, if you play some more of a blues scale over top of that while your left hand voicing's play those changes, that's going to sound fine too. Right? So my left hand voicing played the alternate progression, but my right hand just played blues changes. So you're getting the feeling of the progression through your left hand, and then your right hand can just play blues over top. If you're more of an advanced player, you can definitely add your B7 mode right into your soloing, but you don't have to. So that's number two. One, sharp four, four. Now, the last two have to deal with the later half of the measure. So from those four chords, we can definitely do a lot of things. I'm not going to talk about those too much, but I like going to the sharp four diminished after that. Again, that's more of a churchy feel, instead of going back to one, okay? Right? And so that is, sorry, I lost my train of thought. This lawnmower just started going off outside. So four diminished, yes. Now, the next one we have that I love is leading into our next set of measures on the four chord. So instead of just going directly to the four, okay, on measure five, we're going one, two, flat six, okay? I'm going to close my door here, guys. Hold on one sec. There's the, I don't know if you can hear the chainsaw going off or something. There we go. That's a little better. All right, sorry about that. So we have one going to the flat six, D flat seven, right? This leads us into our C minor, okay? Which is just a 2-5 leading into the four. And again, I would highly recommend you can get these changes, the progressions, then listen to the podcast. If you're more of an advanced player, you can obviously follow along with the Roman numerals I'm using. But obviously, if you're more of a beginner, it's gonna be hard unless you're sitting at the piano looking at the progressions as I explain it. So again, one, flat six, D flat, C minor, B seven, down to the four, okay? So let's say we have one, this is from the very top, three, four, four diminished, back to one, flat six, five minor, so C minor, B seven, four, right? And if I comp it out, here we go, one, two, one, two, three, four. Okay, really nice progression there, I love that. The other thing we can do, instead of going from the flat six, right, we can go from below. So we can use our diminished chord to minor, to the five minor. So again, a five minor is just a 2-5 leading into us into the four chord on measure five of a blues. So a lot of people will go C minor, F7, B flat. So we're essentially just reharming a 2-5 in this spot. So we can take our one chord, go to B diminished, that which leads us into our five minor. And then instead of going to the five chord, the F7, I like to go again back, use the tritone, the sharp four again. Okay, so that's number four, using that four diminished, the minor. All right, really love those. Okay, so for the, again, for the first four bars, we got one to the three, to the four, one sharp four, four, okay? The turnaround leading into the second four measures, we have one, we can go flat six, five, or one, sharp four diminished, five, okay? Which leads us now into our second set of four bars. So now we're on the four chord. And the four chord, we got a lot of options. Again, there's just tons of options that you can use all the time. So we're on our four chord here. The first progression I love, again, is very much rooted in church gospel tradition. So four, going to the sharp four. For these, this is a measure. One, two, three, four. Sharp four, two, three, four. Now we have one over five. Instead of going back to the one chord with the one in the root, we go to the one chord with the five in the root. Now we go to the sharp five diminished, which leads us to the six minor. Okay, so four chord, two, three, four. Sharp four, one, two, sharp five, four, six, I just realized I shouldn't count and say Roman numerals because it doesn't work like that. You guys will get too confused. So we have the one chord for two beats, the sharp five for two beats, and then the six minor for four beats, right? So here it is again. I'll play it all the way through. One, two, three, four. On the two chord there. Love that progression. My number two progression that I love on the second set of four measures is going to be the four chord going to a four minor. Love this. This is more of a bebop progression, okay? You hear Charlie Parker do this a lot, all the bebop players. So four going to four minor seven or four minor six, either or works. So one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, going down to three minor. Now we go to flat three minor. So basically just going down by a half step and then finally to our two minor. So here it is, one, so four, four minor, three minor, flat three minor. One, two, three, four. Okay, and again, soloing, here we go, one, two, three, four. Right, so you hear Bird, you know, solo over those changes a lot, A minor. Stuff like that, you know, different licks and stuff. Love that progression there. The other progression, the next progression in the second set of blues changes is going to be four to four minor. Now instead of going to the three minor, we're gonna go to three altered. Okay, then flat three dominant. Again, this is more of a bluesy, churchy, gospel-y feel. Bluesy, churchy, gospel-y feel. All right, so four, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. Three altered, flat three dominant, that's A flat seven with my rootless voicing. Then finally it's a two. However you want to play two, you can play your two minor. We'll get into that set of measures in a second. So I love that. Here it is, one, two, three, four. All right, so you heard those voicings, my A altered and then my A flat seven. Right, very, very nice harmonies, leading, voice leading, right? Four, again, the four chord also, just to give you guys a quick tip, it can be a six chord or a dominant, again, just like our one. So if I play my four chord as a six chord, it's a little more mellow, it's not as edgy, right? It's more of a, just kind of a softer sound, not dynamically, just round, right? The last progression that I love in the second set of the four bar blues changes, second set of bars measures, is going to be the one. And this is just a simple walk down. Like you'll hear bass players do this a lot. So we have the four chord, two, three, four, four, two, three, four, one, E7 altered, E7, six altered. So basically, you know, your bass note movement is going to be 1 7 flat 7 6, right? So I got my 1 6 my E altered, okay, so 7 altered, E flat 7 going to 6 altered. All right, and then if you guys don't know what altered chord is, right, it's going to be sharp 9 and flat 13 extensions on your dominant chord. Okay, so that's my, and here's what that sounds like. So we got the four chord, 1 2 3 4 2 2 3. All right, so 1 2. And again, you can use that while comping, while soloing, whatever you want to do. All right, so the last four bars of the blues, we land on our two chord to start. Okay, and you might have seen that instead of having a two minor seven, I love using a dominant two chord. It's going to give you a really, it's much more of a bluesy, again, much more of a bluesy church feel. If you want more of a jazz blues sound or bebop sound, you'll be using your G minor 7. Okay, G7, your dominant, listen to this. Again, you can go to G sus to G7. Right, you hear how, you know, that sound, it gives you the... Right, so it's definitely that kind of sound right there, gospel-y sound. So the first progression I love, I'm gonna say, is going to the 2-7, going to our 5-sus. Okay, so if that's for the 2, the first measure and the second measure. Now for our turnaround, instead of going to the 1, we're gonna go straight from the 5 chord down to the 3, okay? 3 altered, 6 altered, 2 altered, 5 altered. So all altered chords on our turnaround for our 3, 6, 2, 5. So we have 1, 2 chord for a measure, 5 sus for a measure, and then 2 beats per chord. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, top. All right? So here's what that sounds like. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so just, yeah, again, more of a gospel-y feel. Second progression I love on the last 4 bars is going to be our G minor 7, okay? Going to our flat 6, and then to our sus chord. So we use a G minor, flat 6 again, leading to our sus, and then we have a simple turnaround that's not just a 1-6-2-5. We go 1, you can go 1-3-4, sharp 4-5. What I like to do is skip to 3 because there's so many chords. I just go 1-4-sharp-4-5. All right, so sorry, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4-1, top, right? So here's that progression, 1-2, comping, 3-4, 1-2. Again, with that A natural in there, it kind of sounds a little bit more like cheesier, you know? Kind of like a bassy, not to say bassy's cheesy, but it's got that more of the old time feel in there rather than the churchy feel. When you skip the A, I mean, it's funny because these minute details just are very, very important, right? If I skip the 3, the 1/3, and I just go directly to my 4 chord, it's going to get rid of that kind of cheesy-ish, bassy ending that you people might hear you play and think that's what you're playing. So I just go, here it is again, skipping the 3 there. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, so that's what that sounds like. That's another favorite of mine, using that progression there. So number 3, I'm trying to read my notes here. Okay, I just scribbled all these out real quick. So I got 2 minor. This is gonna be more of a bebop progression. Okay, now this is really nice because we stay in our 2 minor. Now instead of going right to the 5 chord, we kind of delay our resolution. So we go 1, 2, excuse me, 1, 2, F sharp diminished, which leads us back into our 2 chord. So it's kind of like we're delaying the resolution. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, right? Those aren't the progression that I wanted to say, but I just wanted to show you that. Instead, after we get to the back to the G minor, here's our 2 chord, F sharp diminished, 2, we're gonna go again, flat 6, 5, and then 3, 6, 2, 5. So G minor, F sharp diminished, G minor, flat 6, C, C, 3, 6, 2, 5, however you want. Okay, the main progression I like there is the F sharp diminished going to the G, going to the flat 6, and then C. You can use any turnaround you want, 3, 6, 2, 5, 1, 6, 2, 5, you know, however you want to turn it around, but that's the main progression I love there. So, right? So, a little slower, 1, 2, 3, 4. So again, G minor, 2, flat 2 diminished, 2. And again, you don't have to go to the flat 6 every time. I just like doing that to approach the 5. You can go directly to the 5. So 1, 2 minor, 2 diminished, 2 minor, 5, 1. Right? You don't have to add that flat 6 in there to approach the 5. I just love that diminished chord, right, for the turnaround. Right? Very bebop. Cool. Our last one here is going to be, again, more of another, more of a bebop approach. And this is a very big reharm. It could clash with your bass player if you're playing a group. If you're playing solo piano, then you know you got free reign. Sky's the limit, so you can do whatever you want. But again, what we're going to do is instead of going directly to our 2 chord on the last 4 measures, we start with our A flat minor 7 chord. Okay, I'm playing A flat minor 9 here, and then we resolve it to D flat 7. And then we drop down into our G minor to our C7. So we have a bar of A flat minor 7. We have a bar, yes, of a 2-5 of A flat minor to D flat 7, G minor, C7. Okay? And you can kind of arrange those bars however you want. You could actually make the whole last 4 bars just 2, 2, 5. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, top. Okay, I like making just the first 2 bars the 2, 5, so 2 beats per chord. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, turnaround, right? 1, 6, 2, 5. Okay? Excuse me. And that's a really nice thing to do just to switch it up. You have your half step above 2-5, which leads down into your original 2-5 that's in the blues, okay? So I'll play leading up into that from the 4 chord maybe. Here we go, 1. So here's from the measure 5, right? Starting on the 4 chord, I'll lead into that because you really got to hear the lead in, which is very nice. 1, 2, a 1, 2, 3, 4. Here's our 2 minor. Right? So it's just a really nice something about that. I just love that. It's really, really just a nice quality having that half step above 2-5 going down and then having the G minor. So here's soloing from the 4 chord again. 1, 2. A 1, 2, 3, 4. Here's our reharm. All right. Love it. So, those are our progressions, my favorite progressions. I mean, I have so many guys, I just tried to narrow them down. You can mix and match all of these, which is a great thing. And we do this bonus kind of. We give away this blues progression reharms bonus for people who join the community, and they love it. I mean, I love it too, because you can mix and match all the different measures of what you're doing in the blues, you know, however you want. And you just swap them in and out, and you make totally new reharms of your blues to comp over, solo over, experiment with. It's fantastic. I mean, I haven't even skimmed the surface using more sus chords, using more resolutions, you know, tritones, 2-5, minor tritones. So reharm is a huge part of the blues as well. And obviously, you can keep it simple, which sounds great. But just remember, some of the extensions and the voicings I'm using really make a difference. You know, if you have your rootless voicing, playing through some of these, it's going to sound different than the way I'm doing it, right? I would recommend trying to voice some of the comping. If you want some of the comping methods I was using, try and voice the same way I was doing. So you can have your 1 and 7 here, so that way you have your 3, 13, and 1 on your 1 chord. Going to your sharp 4, right? So here I have B7, 9, sharp 11 on top. Or again, going to your 3 chord, I have my flat 13, right? I have 1 and 3 now in my left hand, 7, 9, 5, no 13. Sometimes the 13 will give too much color, so that's why I like to put a chord tone on top. And again, if you notice, this F stays consistent with my comping, which really lends to the ear of this top note that adds consistency. That top F adds consistency through comping. F, F on top still, F on top still, F on top still, F on top still. So all my voicings I just played, I'm kind of doing a little spin-off education here, kept that F on top. And because they're such tight-knit, moving, voice-leading voicings, it sounds fantastic, right? When you're jumping around, comping, it's going to sound a little broken, right? And especially if you're switching your colors up a lot without keeping that consistency of one tone in your voicing. I'm not saying you have to do this all the time, but it's definitely a good method or strategy for comping. So here it is again, F on top. So the F is always in my pinky right now. Here's our flat 6. There's sharp 11 I added this time. C minor 11. Okay, and there's our B7 sharp 11 again, finally to the 4. Go to E-flat, keep my F there. I can leave that F up there through my progressions the entire time. And it just creates this great sense of glue, you know, through your progressions. All right, let me comp through a blues of what I just did there. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here's E-flat 7. 2, 3, 4. 4 minor. 3, flat 3 dominant. 2, 5 sus. So the only time I left was on that last sus flat 13 chord. Back to the 1. All right. So I hope this helped, guys. Again, to get the progressions, go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast59. You can download the progressions. Use those to mix and match and practice comping through them, practice improvising over them. And again, yeah, just practice kind of picking a chord and then using a different chord, or picking, you know, one chord here and then swapping it with a different chord. You know, work on, reharms have to be worked on, right? And a lot of the reharms is theory information that I teach actually in Jazz Piano School to help you break out of the box to improve your improvisation. They're tools, right? Every theory concept is a tool which allows you to expand your playing and grow. And it's very systematic, the approach I take to this. But again, for this kind of short lesson on the blues, just try and mix and match and see what you can come up with, and see what, you know, you like, I guess, best. All right. Hope that helps, guys. Enjoy your day. It's raining here. I plan to get a lot of work done. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Happy practicing.